Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touch by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've ever tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans, He has purposes, and He's pursuing those plans with you this very day. You were created for a purpose. You have a role to fill in God's kingdom, and He's after you. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. If you're not saved, you can get saved, born again. You get translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, and you get your slate is washed clean, white as snow. You get a new start with a new beginning in the kingdom with God as your leader, who's come and who gave His life for you so that you might have life and that more abundantly. So follow up, listen up, step into the broadcast more. It's not an accident for you first-time listeners. Get ready to reap. We're coming into an exciting time, people, more so than ever before. And now, before I really get going into the message of the day here for the broadcast itself, I just want to go over a few things. First of all, let's get the particulars out of the way. How do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways. Go to our website at touchedbyhim.org, touchedbyhim.org. Or you can go to TBHM, which is short for touchedbyhimministries.org. Just type in TBHM.org in your browser, and it'll take you to our website. Our mailing address, our contact information is at the bottom of our homepage. Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. That's how you can reach us by postal mail. Our phone address, 970-314-4077. Call us on that. If you get voicemail, leave your message. Ask your questions. If you have prayer requests, leave your prayer request. If you get voicemail, don't be discouraged. Just leave your prayer request. We'll join you immediately in agreement for whatever it is you're believing God for. And then if you want us to get back in contact with you, we will do so. Just leave us a number in which we can call you back, and we'll stay with it until we hook up. Also, you can email us. Send in your prayer request. God is on the move. Believe on Him for your health and your healing. Attend to His word. It's life and health to all your flesh. Put Him first place in your life. Jesus is the word. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer. The hope of glory inside of you, believer. Greater is He that is in you and he that is in than he that is in the world. He was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquity. The punishment for your peace was upon Him, and by His stripes you are healed. Now and going forward, receive that as the truth, for the truth that it is. Also, people, on our website, just so you know, on the media page, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime once a week on the radio. So go to our website if you want to re-listen to this broadcast at tbhm.org. Click on the media page. You'll see the radio week of 8/24/2025, or I'm sorry, 8/31. 2025. That is this week's broadcast, the 31st of August. You can go there and re-listen to this broadcast. Plus, you can listen to several of the earlier week's broadcasts. Probably a good thing to do is start listening around the week of 7/13/2025 and go forward with those messages if you've never listened to them before. We're teaching on the authority of the believer. God is doing a new thing. You know, we're coming into a new year. What a time to be alive. And so you need to feed your spirit on that as you go forward. There's a victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. God has taken you to a new level, people. It's time for God's time to be your time now. The enemy's trying to influence and affect your time to become his time. Don't let it happen. Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. You are seated at the right hand of the Father on high, along with Jesus, and not just above, but far above all power, all principality, all might, all dominion, every name that is named. Jesus purchased that for you at the cross, his death, burial, and then resurrection. And then he turned around with that authority, and he gave it to you, believer, to use as you go into all the world. He is the head, but we are the body. He doesn't do anything without the body, and his authority belongs to you in his name. You can use it to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, to cast out demons with the word. I'm telling you, times are going to get more exciting than they've ever been. He's preparing his church right now. He's raising us up to be seated with him. But he's not coming back, people, until the church is made glorious. The body of Christ is going to be made glorious. And once he does, then he'll come back. But until then, you're being taken from one level of glory to the next. And get ready. This is a time of great victory in this world. I was going to look for what I got a word from the Lord. The shaking going on currently throughout the world system, as the whole world system is being turned out, down, you're seeing a reflection of the world's desperation to hang on to whatever it is that they can hang on to as it's being uncovered and stripped from them. And they're not going out quietly. The wokeness just revealed by the corporate world at the top of the Cracker Barrel organization, you know, another eye-opener. Everything being done in the dark is now being dragged out into the light. And more uncovering by the Lord is going to continue. Righteousness is prevailing. Justice is being carried out. Spiritual wickedness in high places is being brought down. The new year on God's calendar, Rosh Hashanah 5786, will be a year of new beginnings, evidence by great collapse in the world's economic system, but not God's. It's time for God's time, people, to be your time now. His kingdom is manifesting everywhere. Be on the right side of this thing. The church, his church, will be made glorious just prior to his return, and we are in the throes of this happening right now. The shock to the world system will open the eyes of many more truth seekers and fuel the greatest revival ever, just now getting underway. You are alive to witness it purposefully, believer. And for all you who are on the outside still looking in, it's so easy to get saved. You simply believe in your heart, you confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, and then you go forward from there. Ask him to come into your heart, help him, help you to make his your life pleasing to him, and he will do that and come in like a mighty rushing wind. And you're going to see the manifestation of his truth on earth as it is in heaven, happening everywhere in our very lives daily. Everything wicked is being exposed, no place for it to hide. And this will accelerate in the new year, the year 5786, which we're now coming into. Many great victories are before us in the new year of new beginnings. And now I'm talking specifically about God's calendar here, the Hebrew calendar. Be encouraged, people. Be strong in the Lord and prepare to be amazed as his goodness manifests all around you and permeates your life at every level you have at a level you have never known before. And it will be so easy for you now. Never before has it been so easy. All the faith full efforts put forth over your entire born-again life, and all of your uncollected harvest is now starting to come in. You're going to most definitely need a larger storehouse, and you should be excited about that. Be expecting while not even having to lift another finger of effort. The good times are just beginning to roll, people. Get ready. Stay with it. You know, you want to continue in prayer for our president, for his administration, for his family, for his extended family, for all the administration's families, all their protection. You know, he gives his angels charge over them like he does over us to keep them in all their ways. He bears them up. The heavenly hosts bear them up in their hands lest they dash their foot against the stone. You need to pray that for them as well. You know, one of the things that we have also, I have been doing messages on the believer's authority because it's important for you to be able to use this authority more aggressively now than ever before going forward. And so I've been reviewing all the principles that were driven, that those principles that I learned back in the 1980s and before. Actually, I started recognizing it as my first time I read through the Bible, which happened in 1976. I read through it then, but I hadn't gotten saved. By 1986, though, I was saved and going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And the enemy can't mess with you anymore. And you can take back what he's stolen from you and live the victorious life now and forevermore going forward. What a good God we serve. And this is the time in which we're living right now. So you should be happy about that. The good times are going to roll. Important dates to make note on God's calendar here. This started actually last Sunday. I didn't make mention of it in last Sunday's broadcast. But at sundown on Sunday, 8:24 through the sundown on 9:22 is the month of Elul. It's the last month in God's calendar. You know, it's marked by the daily blowing of the shofar as a reminder, a time of teshuvah, which means a returning of your attention to the Lord after a busy summer season, as the months of divine mercy and forgiveness. It is a most opportune time for you to return to God. Elul is the last month on the Jewish civil calendar. It's known as the month of teshuvah, a time of return. This is when we take account of our spiritual progress over the past year and prepare for the upcoming days of awe of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that 10-day period there, the whole 40 days of the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, which is Feast of Trumpets, and Feast of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur, are known as the days of awe. And the key symbol of faith during this season is the shofar, which is God's trumpet. The sound of the shofar is the sound of favor, judgment, and reward. And during this 40-day season, which ends on the Day of Atonement, the shofar sounds daily throughout the land so that God's people won't miss the great outpouring of blessing that is about to happen. And we're just getting started into this month. Now, again, write these dates down. The month of Elul started at sundown on 8:24 and goes to September 22nd at sundown. And then that begins Rosh Hashanah, which you hear about publicly today, but also known as the Feast of Trumpets, which is sundown on 9:22 and lasts through 9:24. It's also known as the Day That No Man Knoweth. And isn't that an interesting concept? Because you know, that's what Jesus said about his coming return. It's a day that no man knows. And I believe that he is going to be coming back on the Feast of Trumpets. So always keep your spiritual ears alert and open listening. Then on September 1st and at sundown through September 2nd at sundown, we have Yom Kippur, also known as the Feast of Atonement. And then starting on sundown September 6th through 10/13th is the Feast of Tabernacles. Today, our Jewish brethren, they celebrate it and call it Sukkot. But this is a time when you can go out and tabernacle with your people. And this is a great time for us, and you need to be aware of where you are on God's calendar this new year. Ancient wisdom describes Elul as a time when the king is in the field. While God is with us, there are appointed times when he is closer than any other time. He's always with us, but in these appointed times, he's even closer. And this is a time the deeper meaning of Isaiah 55 and 6 pans out for you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And there is great reward awaiting those who return and respond to the Lord right now. Use this month wisely. Just know that he's calling you back. Purpose of this message here today. The shofar is a powerful weapon of our spiritual warfare. The scripture tells us that the sound of the shofar will cause us to be remembered before the Lord, and we will receive salvation from our enemies. All you got to do is go to Numbers 10, verse 9. One of the traditional sounds is of the shofar is 9 quick blasts of short succession. That blast is called the teruah, which resembles an alarm to awake us from any spiritual sleep that has occurred over the summer since the Feast of Pentecost. It's a powerful reminder for God's people to arise out of their spiritual slumber to reconnect to the spiritual mission of being light to the world, a lot to a lost and dying world, and to return to putting God first in your life. It serves to remind us to search our heart, reflect on our divine purpose, make amends with people, pray about our goals and directions for the new year, and for preparing our Sukkots, preparing to present our Sukkot first fruit offering at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's directly connected to the blessing of the earlier and latter rains that Joel talks about in chapter 2. So the long straight shofar blast after the 9 is called the Tekiah. It's the biblical sound of the king's coronation. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. When we receive this revelation and participate in this season, which carries us into Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, we're symbolically crowning God as our king. The entire season is directly connected with the sowing of our first fruits offering. It represents the crowning of the King of Kings in your own life, over your family, in your finances, business, and more. So it's important to know what is going on here. So anyway, as I mentioned at the start of the broadcast here, this is the time in which we are entering into right now. We're just into the month of Elul and now going forward. And that time when you can meet him earlier or you can meet with him specifically, this is one of those times when he's really close to us at that special time. And you sow an offering at that time. He opens up the book of remembrance up there in heaven. He writes down that special Feast of Tabernacles offering that you present to present during this season that we're in right now. He will honor it, and he's going to multiply it back to you, opening up the windows of heaven, pouring out such blessing that there's not room enough to contain it. One of the promises of God, which are all yes and amen in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, is that the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the just, and that end time wealth transfer is just now getting underway. So rejoice in this time that you're in and be exceedingly glad that you're made aware of this. And as I said, you can always go back to at the end of we never finish our messages fully over the radio because we simply can't rent enough airtime. But you can go to our website at tbhm.org. Go there, then click on the media page. And on the media page, you're going to find the Radio Week 831 2025. Listen to it again. You know, be encouraged. This is a time of great awakening and a great stepping up to a whole new level in Christ Jesus, with your victory at the front of it and you playing your part in this, you know. And remember always that we still need to continue to pray for our president, pray for his administration, pray for his family, his extended family, all the safety and security they need to have, all of that going forward for them. Also to all the people of Congress, the enemy's trying to turn everything over, but all that's going to come to end. Part of the shaking that's going to be happening is even going to affect Colorado and the whole Dominion voting system, which our state refuses to let anybody even question without attacking them and bringing all these other people in, insisting that our elections are honest. They won't even let you look at it. Even that's going to be revealed greatly. The the hidden truth of honest elections is going to be brought out more so, and with the elimination of the Dominion voting system. So that's going to be looking at, and we're going to have even the state of Colorado, with the great shaking that's going to happen here, is going to turn back to righteousness and not live it the way it's been directed in these last several years. So anyway, this is a time of great expectation by you, the believer, because the Lord is doing a mighty thing. He's shaking everything that can be shaken, and all that's going to be left from this great shaking is that which cannot be shaken, which is His kingdom. He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh everywhere. He's going to continue doing that from here on out. There's a great revival getting underway. He's going to keep pouring His Spirit out everywhere until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All this craziness that has been brought into our government through through law enforcement, through our legal system, through our education system, all of it's being revealed right now. People's eyes are being opened, and we're turning back to righteousness. Righteousness and justice is being executed, and righteousness will be restored, including here in the state of Colorado. So you should be excited. And the same thing's going on for religion. Great exposure is going to be happening with religion and those themselves that call themselves Christian, which are not, but link up to other false religions as well. All of that's going to be exposed. Also, that even in the Christian faith, like, there's going to be a great a release of information concerning the Vatican that's going to shake those Christians of Catholic faith. You know, they're going to be shaken to their core because of what's going to be exposed. But it's time for all of that. And it's not just that Christian faith. It's all the Christian faiths that are out there right now. Everything's going to be opened up. Everything that's wicked and wrong is going to be exposed. And we're going forward in a new beginning. This is the year 5786. Count on it, Christian. So, I've been talking about the believer's authority that you have, and have been teaching on it in these broadcasts. And you can tell from Ephesians 6:12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Word of God teaches us that evil spirits are fallen angels who have been dethroned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Our contact with these demons should be with the knowledge that Jesus defeated them, spoiled them, put them to naught, Colossians 2, verse 15, and now that Jesus has dethroned them, we can reign over them. The authority that He purchased forth off the cross through His death, burial, and resurrection, He has turned around and given to us. He is the head, we are His body. Originally, God made the earth and the fullness thereof, given Adam dominion over all the works of His hands. In other words, Adam was the god of this world. Adam committed high treason, though, and sold out to Satan, and Satan, through Adam, became the god of this world. Adam didn't have the moral right to commit treason, but he had the legal right to do so. And now Satan has a right to be here and be the god of this world until Adam's lease runs out. Satan had the right to rule over us believers until we became new creatures and got into the body of Christ. And as we see in Colossians 1, giving thanks unto the Father, this is Paul, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's why Satan has no right to rule us or dominate us. Yet the average Christian has more faith in Satan's authority and power than in God's. And the Bible not only talks about the first man, Adam, but also about the second Adam, Jesus Christ, who became our substitute. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, he called the last Adam, he's called the last Adam, Christ. And in the 47th verse, he's called the second man. All that Jesus did, He did for us. Our trouble is that we relegate everything to the future. Most church people believe we will exercise our authority sometime in the millennium. If that is so, why does the Bible say Satan will be bound during the millennium? There won't be any need to exercise authority then, because there will be nothing here that will hurt or destroy. It's now. when there is something that will hurt and destroy, that we have authority. But many people believe we can't have much of anything now. They think Satan's running everything down here on earth. And we must remember, however, that although we are in this world, we are not of this world. Satan's running a lot of what is here on earth, but he's not running you, he's not running me, he's not running the church. He's not dominating us. We can dominate him, and we have authority over him. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's Luke 10:19. Does the church in this century have less authority than it did right after Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, and seating at the right hand of the Father? If it has less authority today, it would have been better for Jesus not to have died. But no, bless God, we have authority. We need to build these truths into our lives by meditating and feeding on them until they become part of our consciousness. Naturally speaking, we eat certain foods every day because our doctors tell us we need certain vitamins, minerals, etc. to build strong bodies. There are spiritual vitamins and minerals, so to speak, we need to take every day too to be healthy Christians. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." All the authority that can be exercised upon the earth has to be exercised through the church, because Christ is not here in person in his physical body. We are the body of Christ, even though we have prayed, "Now, Lord, you do this and that," leaving everything up to him. He has conferred his authority on the earth to his body, the church. Thus, many problems exist because we permit them to. We're not doing anything about them. We're the ones who are supposed to do something about them, but we're trying to get someone else, including God, to do something about them. This became real to me years ago when I was studying along this line, and I couldn't explain it in my mind, but I knew it in my spirit, and I began to understand this authority we have. And, you know, you are the one that has to do something about it. And I'll tell you, there's no way that you don't have the victory every time the enemy comes against you. So as long as Satan can keep you in unbelief or hold you in the arena of reason, he'll whip you in every battle. But if you'll hold him in the arena of faith and the Spirit, you'll whip him every time. He won't argue with you about the name of Jesus. He's afraid of that name. I have found that the most effective way to pray can be when you demand your rights. That's why I say when I pray, I demand my rights. Peter at the beautiful gate did not pray for the lame man. He demanded that he be healed. That's in Acts 3:6. You're not demanding of God when you demand your rights. You're demanding of the devil. Jesus made this statement in John 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He's not talking about prayer. The Greek word here is demand, not ask. That's verses 13 and 14 of John 14. On the other hand, John 16:23-24 is talking about prayer. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name up to this time. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. The Father is mentioned here in connection with prayer, but he isn't mentioned in the passage from John 14. The Greek actually reads, whatever you demand as your rights and privileges, you've got to learn what your rights are. Faith is involved in exercising spiritual authority. Yes, there are times when evil spirits come out immediately, but if they don't, when you speak the word of faith, don't get disturbed about it. Base your faith on what the word says. Some people's faith is not based on the Bible. However, it's based on a manifestation. They operate outside faith in the sense realm. If they get certain manifestations, they think the devil's gone. But he isn't gone just because you get a manifestation. He's still there, and you need to know what that you need to know that and exercise your authority. When circumstances don't change immediately, some people become discouraged and slip back into the natural. They start talking unbelief and they defeat themselves with their own words. They give the devil dominion over them again. Smith Wigglesworth often said, "I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe." So stand your ground, believer. You know, there's so many ways in which I can tell you how your authority can be used. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.